These are the things that suck. These are the things that suck. Man, it really, really, really sucks. Man, it really does suck.
Really sucks.
These are the things that suck. These are the things that suck. It really, really, really sucks.
Really sucks.
Really does suck.
This is the podcast series, Things That Suck, starring Tristan Talton and me, Dev Hudson. Wow, that song.
Sucks.
Man, it really, really, really sucks.
Really sucks.
These are the things that suck.
It really does suck.
I'm Devin Hudson.
I'm Tristan Talton.
And this is Things That Suck. And today we'll be talking about
holidays.
For starters, you know, everybody knows the most popular holiday, Christmas.
Halloween.
Okay, I guess Halloween is that your favorite holiday or something?
No, it's not my favorite holiday.
I don't think it's the most popular either.
It is the most popular.
What?
The kids get to dress up.
What?
Be anything they want for Halloween and walk around.
I'm pretty sure more kids at nighttime. Yeah, that sounds real safe. I'm pretty sure more people like Christmas than Halloween.
Okay, sure.
Just saying.
Sure. Explain.
So, but you know what?
Explain.
Come on now. Kids love the idea of Santa Claus. He's they love real. Presents. Okay, their costumes aren't real. They're costumes.
Okay. A Kris Kringle. What kind of name is Kris Kringle?
That's not his name.
What's his name then?
It's Saint Nicholas.
Who is Kris Kringle then? Have you seen the movie Santa Claus?
What?
With the little toys and they like kind of clay.
What Christmas movie are you watching?
Do you know what Christmas? It's the one with the
This is one of so for starters start things start that start suck. Off as Kris inaccurate Kringle. Christmas movies.
Dude
Those
start,
are
yes,
also
dude
terrible.
Start off as Kris Kringle.
Kris. The you movie. The it. Movie may be by some guy named Kris Kringle. No, the actor may
Chris,
may have been.
His name is Kris Kringle.
Santa Claus's
name is Kris Kringle.
No, it's not. It is literally Jolly Old Saint Nick. That's exactly what they call him.
Nickname.
It's Saint Nicholas. What?
You could call him a Saint Nick.
Because his name is Saint Nicholas.
His name is Kris Kringle.
Kris
Watch
Kringle
the
doesn't.
Freaking movie.
Kris Kringle doesn't even sound like
he,
something
he
from,
changed his name
from
to
that
Santa
long
Claus.
Ago.
Dude, if you watch the movie, he's a redhead type of guy. Bring back redheads. He's a redhead guy. He finds a girl who's like works in a like a little village where there's no fun, no toys, and he like goes out with the girl. She gets fat. He gets fat. He starts growing a beard. His red hair leaves, and now he's Santa Claus. He works in what's it called with little people.
With elves?
Sure.
Wow. Are you kidding me right now? Okay, whatever. Kris Kringle.
You acting like Rudolph didn't have no...
He had a red nose.
Are you sure that was his nose?
So what was it,
Tristan? Was that a tumor on his nose?
Oh, my goodness. I'm not dealing with this right now.
And you see why Christmas is not my favorite holiday.
So Christmas sucks.
The fact of the fact of a
what, Tristan?
A snowman that walks around and hangs out with kids.
Oh.
Smokes a pipe.
Okay.
Wow.
And Halloween is filled with
think about
vampires
you think about, hold on,
that
think
literally
about this.
Eat people's
think
blood.
Think about this. If Frosty the Snowman smokes a pipe. How does he melt? And what is he inhaling? And where's his lungs at? Tell me that.
Well, I mean, he has a heart, so he has lungs.
What is his heart?
He came to life, Tristan.
By the hat.
What?
So the hat is a spirit of
no.
an old man that smokes and hangs out with kids.
So he can't be like a grandfather who has
no.
grandchildren?
No.
So you tell me you've never seen an old man with kids before? Never mind, don't answer that question. That
right.
Like I said.
Who else? Who else can we talk about? You guys seen that show Rudolph and the Misfit Island of Toys, whatever it's called?
No.
You never seen that?
No. You're going to have to
you
describe
don't
it.
I the
don't.
Polar Express?
Yeah, I've seen the Polar Express.
Now, let's get something. The dude who's like with him, the hobo, you know that's actually Santa Claus?
Yeah, you find out at the end.
You don't find that Santa Claus.
Yes, you do.
No, you don't.
They show him becoming Santa Claus at the end of the movie.
No, doesn't.
Well, he doesn't. Does he become Santa Claus? No, I don't know.
It shows him doing like this, and then he like disappears in the snow.
Yeah, but you know it's Santa Claus.
You, how?
Everybody yes, knows you that can. Was Santa Claus.
If you look at his mittens.
Everybody knew that was Santa Claus.
No, because I thought it was his guardian angel for the longest.
It's a Christmas movie. Why
it
would it be?
Don't mean
a...
nothing.
Tristan, so see, this is one thing. Christmas movies, yeah, they don't tell you. You're supposed to infer. But everybody infers that that's Santa Claus. Why would it be a guardian angel if it's a Christmas movie on Christmas night when Santa Claus is going to deliver presents?
First off, wouldn't you want a guardian angel look over you if you're walking on top of a train?
Oh, my goodness.
A train with ice? Wouldn't you want a guardian angel look over you?
That's maybe Santa Claus is a guardian angel for all children.
If he's real...
What?
Santa Claus is not real. Santa Claus is not real. Santa Claus is Carla Talton in my house.
Okay. I'm still not getting why you're not liking the holiday. It's just...
I don't like that. I mean, I like the holiday. I mean,
you
I
just... Tristan,
you're... I just don't like the concept of it sometimes. I mean, don't get me wrong. I like Christmas. It's like, I love the Christmas music.
Yeah, I know you like Christian music. You play it every day.
And this Christmas will be... Favorite Christmas song. Actually, no, it's not.
It's not?
My favorite Christmas song is Christmas in St. Louis by Randy Mayfield, the jazz version.
Yeah, I don't listen to what you listen to.
It's Christmas in St. Louis. Nobody knows that song.
No, nobody knows that song.
It used to be on the family Christmas CD playlist.
The family? You have one of those?
Yeah, like my auntie Juanita used to make...
I got a cousin named Juanita.
Is she big?
Yeah, with red hair.
Yeah, my auntie's big too.
With red hair?
She's bald head.
Oh, never mind. It's not the same Juanita.
But, So my auntie Juanita...
Oh, you said Ronita.
Yeah, what you said?
Mine's is Juanita.
Juanita.
Yeah.
That's a big girl name.
Yeah.
But, She makes like calendars and like and like CD like Christmas CDs and stuff for everybody's birthdays on the calendars. Okay, so this one, she had my birthday wrong for 4 years straight, saying it's the 22nd, and then she said the 20th. Like, dang, it's literally the 21st.
She just couldn't get it.
And like, and my birthday's on the same day as my cousin's birthday. Her birthday's right every time.
Maybe she was trying to send you a message.
Nah, maybe she's trying to see me. That's what she's trying to do.
Yeah, you know, maybe that too. You know. A lot of these holidays, you know, some of them, like Christmas, the only thing I hate about Christmas is they're always playing these cheesy Christmas movies that all end the same way.
How do they end?
Somebody ends up falling in love, or they find out that, you know, it's just cheesy. It's, you know what I mean?
Polar Express will always be my favorite Christmas music.
Music? Movie?
Movie. Yeah.
I think my favorite Christmas movie.
That sucks.
Actually, I don't know. It'd probably be either This Christmas...
Oh,
or,
I forgot about
or,
this
or
Christmas.
Almost Christmas.
But Thanksgiving's one of my favorites.
Yeah, Thanksgiving is one of my favorites. But the only thing I hate is that, you know, you're just so tired after eating. And then you can
That's the best part.
I don't know. Like, I don't like being tired, you know?
Nah, I love being tired.
You love being tired. Like,
not like tired, like exhausted tired, so but I like being sleepy.
More like being sleepy.
Yeah. Right, if you get done eating the macaroni and the... Yeah. Dressing.
Actually,
I just got sleepy.
I think the worst thing about Thanksgiving is when you got to eat the same thing for 5 days straight.
Oh, no, I stopped.
Yeah, that.
I couldn't do turkey after 2 days.
Yeah, but leftover.
I don't want like turkey on the first day.
Because, you know, you come home, like, Mama, what's for dinner? It's at home. And you like,
Mom, what you get for dinner? Boy, you better eat some of the leftovers.
And, you know, you just, your eyes always start tearing up because you're like, man, I don't want to eat this no more. But we got to get rid of it.
So this is a little short story to get on that real quick. So my mom, it's this food place called Church's Chicken. I hate Church's Chicken. And so my mom would say, if you're getting Church's Chicken, I don't care what you think, and I don't care, you got to eat it. So I'm like, man, dang. And I had like $20, so I'm sorry, I forgot about me some food. I walk in the car to bring my sister to go get the food, right? She said, nope, I'm not going to go out to McDonald's because I'm going to get this Church's Chicken and then come back. So I literally walked up the stairs almost crying. Like, I'm hungry.
Why did she was finna buy you food, dude.
Dude, I don't eat Church's.
Bro, you just gonna have to suffer,
no,
man.
Church's Chicken grease is so weird.
Church's Chicken is fire, dude. You tripping.
I almost threw up. I like St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's?
No.
Nah, because everybody always pinching.
Yeah.
Like, dang, I forgot. We get it.
Yeah.
Like, leave me alone.
I'm, like, it reminds you so quick. Then you try to find the quickest thing to grain.
Yeah, then you just be, I be putting grain pencils on me.
Sticking it to your face.
On me, putting it on my ID.
What else holidays is there?
You know, there's a lot of holidays. You got Easter, Mother's Day. You know, Mother's Day is a hard one for me.
I used to get mad at Easter.
Easter?
Cause the church service? Because you know how you wake up and you still get, like, presents?
You get presents on Easter?
You don't get presents, like little goodies?
I mean, I don't know. I think I got too old for, like, they stopped giving them to me.
You don't get, like, goodies? Like a little basket? Easter basket?
Bro, I stopped getting Easter baskets when I was, like, 10. They said I was too old.
But you know how that is, though, right?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
So I used to ask my mom, like, can I get this wrestling toy for Easter? She said, boy, Easter's not a holiday where you get wrestling toys like that. I remember the day my mom told me that she was the Easter Bunny and Santa Claus and all that.
She told you. That's the worst thing, finding out. Like the tooth fairy.
And her monster was an accident.
What do you mean it was an accident? Oh, when she...
She was asleep. I said, Mom, can I get this? She said, boy, let me tell you something. I'm Santa Claus. I'm the Easter Bunny. I'm the tooth fairy. I was 9 years old. 9 years old.
I never actually believed in Santa Claus.
I doubt it sometimes.
It just always seems so improbable. Like, first of all, my first thing was like, how you gonna go down my chimney? I don't even got one.
That's what I'm saying.
That was my first thing. Then you gotta think, he's so fat, how we get through it?
Right.
And then, you know, at first I was like, maybe he can do it. Maybe he can reach every house in the entire world in one night. It's not even 24 hours. Like, that's like 6 hours.
Yeah, because you go to sleep and what's it called?
Yeah, because, you know, and most kids be trying to stay up late. So what if you get to this house and this kid up late? What do he do then?
My sister told me that she seen Santa Claus one time, but he winked his eye at her and she passed out. Fell out on the ground. So I don't know what Santa Claus is sleeping my sister, but it was some good stuff.
That was some good stuff, real good stuff.
Santa Claus be on one. Well, I know Mrs. Claus help him out.
Yeah, she. Yeah, why don't she?
She's like, so lazy.
What actually does she do?
She sit there.
Yeah, I feel like she does just sit there.
She sit there and rock back and forth in her rocking chair, telling books to the little people.
She reads books to people? Oh, the elves?
Yeah.
So the elves make all the presents. He deliver them all. The reindeer take it there. And then Mrs. Claus just don't be doing nothing.
Yeah. You know what confused me, too?
What did
they do? You know how Rudolph and them was, like, started off as kids?
Mm-hmm.
And they grew up? Why don't Rudolph grow up? Because she has a tumor on his nose that's preventing him to grow up.
So why ask the question if you're going to answer it?
I'm just
Rudolph did grow up, dude.
He didn't grow up all the way. Like if you look at the movies, he looked like a kid still.
You know what I was thinking? If they were all kids at first, who were the deer before them?
That's what I'm saying.
That's crazy.
Their dads.
Who was their dads?
And the sad part is that Rudolph can't freaking grow up because he has a tumor.
Yeah, I mean, that is pretty sad, but at least he's special.
Yeah. How long do you know that tumor is going to keep on glowing?
I mean, that's pretty...
How long do you know that tumor is going to keep on glowing until he drops?
I mean...
Then who's going to glide... Who glided Santa Claus's sleigh before Rudolph was born?
Yeah. And if they were so bad at it, how did they get Christmas presents before Rudolph?
That's what I'm saying.
Wow. That's deep.
It's the tumor.
That's deep, man.
Yeah, think about it. Sad.
It is really sad.
A little sad. Kris Kringle did a good thing.
Yeah. You mean Kris Kringle. Saint Nick.
Dude, watch the freaking movie.
Saint Nick.
Kris Kringle.
Saint He's a, Nick.
Dude, his Kris Kringle. He loved giving presents
to I'm not kids. Having this argument with you. You know?
All right, whatever.
I'm not having this argument with you. You know, another thing that sucks on Kris. Oh, wrap it up. Wrap up the presents. You know, I hate when my parents try to wrap the presents up at 3 o'clock in the morning. Like, I don't hear them wrapping them up.
My mama just lay them out. she lay them out on each table. You wake up, Tristan, your stuff over there. Tevin, go over there. That's your stuff over there. There ain't no wrapping up.
Well, that's true. Or my parents used to write other people's names on our presents so we would think we wasn't getting nothing.
Now, so look, we wouldn't wake up on time. I told you how my mom told me that Santa Claus is fake on accident. So she forgot she told me one day. And I was doing something bad. She said, "All right, Tristan, when I call Santa Claus, don't say nothing." Oh, call him. Call him. Do it. Had me messed up. I knew Santa Claus is fake.
Apparently you didn't.
You used to see him go down the street. Look at the dude like, "What's up, Richard?" You ain't Chris Kringle.
Say Nick. Whatever. Not getting into this argument again. We're going to wrap this up here. This has been Things That Suck. I'm Devin Hudson.
And I'm Tristan Tawson.
And we'll see you next time.
It's really Saint Nick. It's Chris Kringle. Anyway.